Though construction of the SKA is still 3 years away, the Murchison Radio Astronomy Observatory is already home to two precursor telescopes. Australia's National Science Agency, CSIRO, is building the Australian SKA Pathfinder, ASCAP for short, on the site. When it is completed, this will be an array of 36 radio dishes, each of which measures 12 metres across. Nearby, the Murchison Widefield Array, or MWA, is a much less conspicuous instrument. Rather than using dishes to reflect radio waves and focus them onto a receiver, it consists of tiny antennas, each measuring no more than a couple of feet across, which are arranged in groups of 16 called tiles.
So we just turned onto the road into the Murchison Radio Astronomy Observatory. We're driving along and we're going to get a glimpse of a telescope soon, I think, in the distance. I think as we round this corner, we might be able to see a dish.
Dish?
Oh, we see one.
Where?
Up there on the left. It looks tiny from a distance, doesn't it? So we've just pulled up to the gate. We're going to say hello to Martin, one of the MWA astronomers and engineers who's opening the gate for us. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you.
And we're going to pull through. Talk to Brian.
You guys saw the bunger on the drive-in, but there's another one just a couple of 100 metres ahead near that dip on the right-hand side.
Awesome.
Make happy snaps or whatever.
All right. We're being told to watch out for a bunger up on the right. We'll meet you at the Murchison Widefield Array. So now that we're in the MWA section, we're actually getting close enough to see some of the MWA tiles. There'll be one coming up on our right here soon. The MWA is much smaller telescope in dimensions than ASCAP. The little tiles are only about knee high.
Wow.
Oh, to the right.
Check it out.
That is cool.
It's got 16 little dipoles that are about knee height. They look like metal spiders with four legs, glinting in the sun in groups of 16. There's 128 of those groups of 16, so we'll see a few more here.
Yep, there's some up.
Oh, there's a few there. And there's one over on the left here near the breakaway. It actually rained overnight, if you believe. We're in a desert, but there was some rain, and we've got some clouds in the sky today. Some much-needed moisture for the area, but it probably puts a bit of a dampener on our plans to do some nighttime photography by leaving the camera out.
The engineers will have been preparing for this visit to the MRO site for weeks. The hot desert environment is not a good place for diagnosing hardware problems, and moreover, everyone needs to be sure that after they go home, the telescopes will be able to function reliably until their next visit, with minimal intervention from the staff on site.
Well, we've arrived on site. We've put our lunch in the fridge, and it's about 9:30, and I'd say it's already 30 degrees. It's getting really warm out here. And in our long pants and our long sleeve shirts and our boots for safety, we're getting a bit warm. But it's about time that we headed over to the Australian SKA Pathfinder to meet CSIRO over there, and they're going to show us around their new control building and the beautiful 36 white dishes that are popping up everywhere over there. So we'll head on over and we'll see what we can find out. So we've just turned back onto the road that goes straight down the middle of the MRO. We've got a breakaway to our right. Again, the MWA site is to our right. And to our left is ASCAP. Well, we can't see any of it yet, but as we come up here and turn a bend, we should get a glimpse of the ASCAP core, where there are about 11, 12 of the 36 ASCAP dishes in a close area. They really do look small from a distance. It's not until you get close that you realise just how big they are.
Once you realise that the whole dish is actually sitting above the tree line as well.
Yeah, absolutely amazing country out here. It's flat as a pancake apart from the breakaways. There's, you know, little bushes everywhere and a few trees that are maybe person height, but most of it is just flat red dirt, which of course makes it absolutely perfect for radio astronomy.
Oldest landscape in the world, oldest unchanged landscape in the world.
One of the great things about radio astronomy in this region is that it is fairly low impact compared to other activities that happen in Western Australia, like other commercial activities. So with the Murchison Wide Field Array, we have mesh on the ground, then we have the dipoles clipped to the mesh. And if you needed to take that telescope away, the ground would be relatively undisturbed and you could rehabilitate it quite effectively. Same goes for ASCAP. So, you know, you've got the central region where the roads are and where the dishes are built, but the rest of the landscape is untouched. We're just driving past.
They are huge. Look at the base of these things.
It's incredible, isn't it? So they're all pointing straight up at the moment, standing like sentries on the side of the road. We're now in the core region, so we're surrounded by ASCAP dishes in every direction. We're now wandering around the core of ASCAP, and this place is incredible. These dishes are massive, and we were lucky enough that one of the CSIRO workers just let us inside one to have a look inside. And there's so many cables and fibres and digital chips and all of this incredible technology. It's such an interesting contrast to the fact that we're 8 hours from anywhere, pretty much. We're in the middle of a desert, in the middle of nowhere, which, of course, is where we need to be doing this radio astronomy. I'm looking up at one of the ASCAP dishes now, and there's just a beautiful blue sky with wispy clouds behind it, and this big, bright green checkerboard circle above the dish, and that is what we call the phased array feed. It's the brand new technology that CSIRO have invented, and they are just absolutely incredible. We've just been told they have 188 different feeds, so that means there's 188 different signals coming down off these dishes, allowing it to look at a broad section of sky. So usually radio telescopes only have one or maybe a few of these things, but these dishes have 188 of them. And hopefully it'll feed into the square kilometre array and be on the square kilometre array dishes. But at the moment, they're building them for ASCAP. Another really, really interesting thing about these dishes is that they don't just move up and down and left and right. They also spin around completely, which sounds kind of trivial when you're thinking about it. But then you've got to think that there are hundreds of cables coming out of the top of this dish, and then you have to spin it around 360 degrees. So there's so much complex cable management inside these things. In fact, you go in and it's all just big racks of computing that takes in the analog signal and then more computers that turn it into a digital signal, and hundreds of cables being managed so that they can twist around and not get tangled or stop the dish from turning where it needs to turn. And now we are so lucky. They are just tilting the dish towards me. It's a 12-metre wide bowl, basically, with four arms coming off it that lead up to the phased array feed, the green checkerboard, with all the cables coming down off it. It's actually quite funny watching someone use a remote control to tilt a telescope towards you. The scale of these things just becomes even more impressive when it's tilted down. You can actually see how big they are. When it's just up above you, it looks big, but it's still, you know, four stories high. So that the width of that dish is still in the distance. But it's now been tilted down towards me and it's spinning around, and it's just absolutely incredible how big it is, how smoothly and fast it moves.